We're ready to start now. Just so I know, I did the half of an interview yesterday, and the tape wasn't working. So I said, I'm going to test it.
Test it every time now.
Maybe we can start by you telling me where you were born.
I was born in Wenatchee, Washington.
If you like.
Well, I'm too old to worry about it. I was born in 1898.
And what did your folks do?
Well, my father, I lost when I was five. He was a jeweler in Wenatchee, he and his father. And at this time, my mother had remarried, and my stepfather was on a very large fruit ranch in Wenatchee.
And your mother just worked inside the house?
Yes. She had about 25 men to cook for, which kept her very busy.
Oh, really?
And of course, it was during World War I, and it ended in 1918.
Uh-huh.
And so they were very busy, and all of us on the ranch, and she showed up.
Did you go to school in Wenatchee?
Mm-hmm. I graduated from high school in Wenatchee.
Uh-huh. Do you remember growing up whether your folks discussed politics at home?
Well, they really weren't that politically minded. They voted and had their ideas, but not, as you might say, real political.
It wasn't something that was discussed around the dinner table or something like that?
Oh, when the election was coming, we discussed who was running, but not an average political atmosphere.
Would you say they were liberal or conservative or
liberal?
Mm-hmm. You don't remember whether they read a paper regularly, do you?
Oh yes, the Daily World.
The Daily World.
Oh, that was every day we read the Daily World.
Uh-huh. Where was that published? Which I don't know too much about Wenatchee. Is that a big town?
Now it's about 18,000. It never was very big. And actually, around probably then 15,000. So it was a small town, and everybody practically knew everybody.
By 1919, were you then working or working at the ranch?
Well, I had been working at the ranch, but then, as I said, war was over, and I was working in the ranch then at what they call now a dental technician. I was an office girl at that time. But I was doing what a dental technician does now.
Uh-huh. And so you came to Seattle for vacation?
Just for vacation with my aunt Linda.
Do you remember when that was? Was that before the strike started?
Well, I almost landed in the middle of it. I think I'd only been there a couple of days when the strike happened.
Uh-huh. What did you know it was coming once you got into Seattle? Were people talking about it?
Oh, yes. They were really talking about it. And my uncle was a real union man. And so we heard quite a bit about it.
did he work? Were they living in Seattle?
Yes, they had lived here for a long time. And he, at that time, was working really for the city in repairing like chairs and things. And of course, when they built the school, then all these the fancy things weren't. Didn't come all fixed. So he worked in that.
Uh-huh. So he talked a lot about the strike.
Oh, yes. And what else?
So before it started, what were the people around you expecting from it?
Well, I really don't think they really knew what to expect, because it was really pretty visualized in terms of that size.
Uh-huh.
But Seattle has always been a very, very strong union, and it was then.
Uh-huh. Did they did they think of it as a bigger strike than normal, or as a revolution, or?
Well, as I remember, they saw the effect of it as just a strike, not really a revolution, but more than just a strike, and I don't know what they were trying to do, but they went out anyway.
Do you remember why it was called, or who called it?
No, I don't know who called it. It seemed to be more of a, this is only my opinion, but more a demonstration of the power of the union to show that it could be done.
So would you say then that it was under union control, or was it under the control of Ruth by the IWW, or?
Yeah, I can't say for sure, but I think it was under the union. It seemed to be, the way my uncle discussed it, it seemed to be more union, not IWW.
And what did you think of the strike when it was happening? What was it like?
Well, it was sort of that legal really feeling. And my aunt and I walked over into the Beacon Hill section. And it was so strange. It really was quite complete. I think that more than anything else impressed us, because we didn't expect to see so many things closed.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing, and it gave me this strange feeling that it could be done, so it was really complete.
When you say strange feeling, what strange in what way?
Well, as I said, it was really sort of scary to see that that much could be done by the union. That much could be closed up because it wasn't complete. And I'm sure it couldn't be that complete, but then it was so complete that it just really sent a fragment that a group could do that.
Would you say that at the time you were favorable to the strike, or were you against it, or?
Well, I didn't know anything about strikes or unions, because we didn't have too much in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really know anything about it.
Was it more than like an adventure, or was something like that for you? Or?
Well, it really was. We all had talked about it, and afterwards, and of course, some of them got fired to get on the strike.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fired. But it really was a little bit scary in the sense that that could be carried on in a series. I don't know how to see how it was then, but it could be so complete.
Mm-hmm. How did, during the strike, how did you get information about the strike?
Well, it was mostly word of mouth.
Did you ever go down to any of the dining halls that they set up, the big dining halls?
No, Beacon Hill is out, maybe up on Indy Hill. So we didn't always walk around, do that, and we didn't go on down. I don't know how many were really out on the street.
Was it hard to get food or anything?
Well, it was only one day.
Only one day that it was all closed?
Yeah, it was really closed.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine they had prepared for that, knowing that it was advertised and out. I imagine everybody prepared for that.
Did people think it was going to be only one day?
I don't know. I mean, maybe not.
Uh-huh.
It was called the one-day strike. So I just assumed that that's what they had planned for, just to show and to do it.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any violence?
No, I didn't see any violence. I was probably there trying to be on the streets or in the union halls and places like that, but up in the little neighborhood, no, we didn't see any.
Uh-huh. Do you remember seeing any people from the army?
No, they went out in the section.
Beacon Hill is pretty residential.
Yeah, it's residential. Always has been, and has a small business district there.
Mm-hmm.
So those things would have been down in the business section.
Were the businesses up in Beacon Hill also closed?
Yes, yes. Actually, the rest of the city was open, but most of them were closed. Well, the feeling is that it's a little different feeling. Everything is closed.
Really? Do you remember why it ended?
No, I don't know why or what it was. I understood it, that was just all it used to be one day. But I don't really know.
How did the people like your uncle feel about it after? Did they feel it had been a success or a failure?
Oh, yes, he thought it was a great success. He was gone, he was gone, and he was gone, and he thought it was a wonderful success.
In what way did he, you know, could you talk about why you thought it was a success?
Well, the fact that so many did go off, mainly, I really can't imagine that this stuff would be that complete.
And did you think it was a success?
As far as shutting things up, it was a success. I don't know what they had planned to do afterwards. It didn't seem to be that was the main plan, which was one of those steps.
Because
I said, of course, some of the men lost their jobs. Thank you. And then the boys were coming back from the service, so it wasn't so hard to replace them as it would have been some time earlier.
Did the men who lost their job, do those, is that because they had gone out on strike?
Well, I can't say for sure, but my uncle assumed that was why some of them were let out. You know, they were more enthusiastic about the strike, and maybe there was the trouble of being in trouble. I don't know that for sure, but probably I just assume that some of them maybe weren't really enthusiastic and had some trouble on the streets.
Did the strike affect you in any way?
No, since I didn't live here, and it really didn't. To me, it was, happening, it was very strange, and of course I hadn't been involved in much in the union, even rather than those in the middle town. I was surprised to think that it really was that strong union here in Seattle.
Did that affect your thinking in any way about unions or about strikes?
Well, no, not really. I was about 21, because I was, as I say, well, I hadn't been where unions were at all. I didn't know a thing about them. And it was a surprise to me that they were so strong.
Did you feel like it affected the city in any way?
Oh, I think it must have, because many people, that, like I was, didn't even describe it, certainly. It, right out in their thinking,
couldn't tell. So, did you think more about union strikes after the strike than...
Oh, yes, I had a thought about them before. But landing right in the middle of this one, practically, two or two before, and seeing how much it could be, the unions could be, surprised me so, and really, of course, I was thinking a lot more about them, even if I wasn't involved in a union.
What sort of jobs did you do after the strike? What did you go on?
Oh, I just went on with my dental technician for a couple of years. Until I was married.
Uh-huh.
And, but I stayed at the same time.
Did you know any of the public figures or know about them in Seattle, like Oldie Hanson?
Oh, I had read about them, but not living here. kind of Christians pay much attention to them.
Oh, so they were just names?
They were just names for a writer.
Since that time, since 1919, what do you think have been the most important events in the country or in the world?
Oh, 1919,
it's been tonight. You pick out two or three that you think
of? Yeah, recently or down the line?
Yeah, anytime you need to know.
I haven't seen so many in my lifetime. It's really hard to evaluate. You think of the time I was born in 98 and how this happened? Because I'm really interested in the boys. I have a son that's lived here for over 25 years now, and he has lived in all of these things nobody knows about until they happen. And I have been very interested in that, and my husband and I came over here one time to visit, and that son Boy's first poem was flying, and he saw the big old hangar that now they're making a museum out of, with this big plane in there. And because he just goes out and on the 747, and he was so in hope when I made a trip to the island in the South Pacific, I would fly on one of the 747s, and I flew on one from Los Angeles, and it was called Flight 1.
Oh.
And so I've been interested in that part of it.
Do you have other children?
Yes, I have an older son. He and his family live in San Francisco. And then I have a daughter and her family living in Bellevue.
And what do they do?
Well, the oldest son has charge of the Los Angeles CPA down there. And the daughter's husband is with Simpson Timber. The mother being Simpson Timber.
Have you, what sort of organizations do you belong to in your life?
Well, I belong to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Auxiliary, really. And I belong to the Christian Church, and I work there. And I'm working here now. And one of my favorite organizations is the Campus Christian Ministries. And that has been very interesting to me. I started working in it about 25 years ago at the Baptist churches here, and the Christian churches were the two churches that started out. And now we have 8 denominations, including the Catholics, Episcopals, and all the Protestants, working together in this ministry, kind of Christian ministry. And now we have just purchased our own building up on 19th. And it's been so rewarding to start out and see now all these together, working together.
So,
I think that right now is my best.
It sounds like it. during that time, have you belonged to any political organizations?
Well, I have belonged to the Everton Party. I have helped in my office sometimes. And I wanted to do something different, but I was in the headquarters.
What did you think of the civil rights movement?
Well, I just can't say. I certainly can't go along with people that can't work with minorities, the black people. I have some friends in the black people that are just precious. And I just cannot see if people can't do that. I know there are ways you can't, but I just can't understand it. Because that doesn't bother me. I'm happy with them. We have some in our church, and you can't ask for nice people. And we also have stuff me. And we just weren't feeling just like we were here all along, fundamentally.
How did you feel about the student anti-war movement in the 60s?
Well, I was in the middle of it. With all these bunches around me, I looked out for the night one evening, and I looked out and there was 500 or 600 of them going up the street in front of me. And I saw the windows broken, not much in the same building, but about 3, 4, and 5 times. I don't go along with that type of thing. I don't think that's worthy to put you up to your beliefs ahead. I think to destroy things is no way to do that. As I say, I was in the middle of it. And another time there were 5 police cars tucked under my window, and then it was a riot up on the avenue. And they were just going up and down, throwing rocks through windows and everything. And they were even a little junior high. That was the thing, and inside it was, it didn't help they were doing, but they were just following them. And all the children would ask them how they were doing. I said, oh, he said the rocks were there and others were doing it. And I think it was the real shame that they did it that way. I wasn't in favor of losing my mom either. So I think that was very bad planning at the right time. But, of course, the university kids got all of the sales and just met a university kid. And they were not the ones at the head of that. They were just in, if it had been one that really believed in that, and gone about it right, it would have been different, but it wasn't. It was they called it a hippie bunch. It just started to screw things up. Because I was in the middle. our speech was used never when a group of friends was thrown out through the window. And several thousand of them went down on the freeway and closed it off. That made people in quite a mystery.
How do you feel about the labor movement today?
Well, really, I couldn't comment on that. I'm not enough involved in it.
Member of the union?
I never was.
Uh-huh.
The union just followed me around, and I would be working at something. And then by the time I quit, I didn't even come here. Even the food pack was over there. And I sat through for so many years. And there was no union about 4 years, and I moved. Then the union unionized.
When was that when you were doing food packing?
What?
When was that when you were doing
food packing? Oh, I learned to pack apples and fruit when I was about 15. And then actually the people there, because they used to take care of all of that, packing and all, and we'd help each other. And even when World War II was down, I went back and packed for a friend because he couldn't get help. And so I went back and packed apples for him. So I packed up and out of from 16, 15, 16, until that first part of World War II.
How do you feel about the women's movement?
Well, I am for part of it, but most of it, so maybe I shouldn't say most of it. I feel women, and they do the same men do, should be paid for it. But all is father all, and I felt like I've been a liberated woman all my life. I worked during World War I, and I feel there, and I urges to help out because the boys have done the service, and I've done whatever I wanted to do. I don't think I've crushed. So, but I think some of these things that keep hollering about, like the water wheel and things we've now, that sort of got out of line and out of hand, and I think they're hurting the movement.
Can you imagine a general strike happening today?
No, I just was thinking when I was thinking about this, just stop and think of everything stopping, all the transportation and our electricity, the way we have to use it, and all the stores, and just stop and think how dependent now we are on people. So, when you stop and think of it, it would be a monstrous thing. I don't believe they could pull it off.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they could get the Indians to agree to it like they did then. It was sort of an experience.
Uh-huh. When someone says to you, well, I heard you were here during the general strike, what was it like? What's the first thing that you think of?
Well, it's sort of uncanny feeling. Because I don't know whether all the streetcars were off, but there were quite a few, and there weren't cars like there are now. It was sort of unbelievable. Like we were talking about what had happened now, it was unbelievable what it was happening.
Real loud, but it did seem
I know down here secretary of the board might make them all hear me.
I don't know what to do about it. I guess I'll just listen hard. I don't really know. Second interview with Marvin Flack, but I don't have nearly as many questions this time. I just have questions to fill in.
Okay.
First question I have is there anything in the paper that you've seen in the last few months that's made you especially happy?
Happy?
Any especially good news you've seen in the papers or heard on the radio lately?
I'm sure there have been some.
Nothing that comes to mind, though, right away?
I'm trying to think of something that really is. Well, there's so many things. Well, this is more or less the one group that I work with, our campus ministry. We just purchased a new building, and we have 8 denominations now working together under one roof. And that has been big thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
All the different churches have been working together for this now for about 25 years. And we're just real thrilled now. Catholics and 2 kinds of Lutheran and Protestants. It's just wonderful. All working for the young people in the city here and especially around the university.
How about, is there anything that you've seen in the papers or heard on the radio or on TV in the last few months that's made you especially mad?
Especially mad? Well, just letting this Bundy get away, that made me rather disgusted. The things he has done and then to take off his handcuffs and leave him loose and let him just go into the library and jump out the window. It seems to me like that was sort of a bad situation. And they're looking for him, they haven't found him yet.
How do you feel about the busing issue here, the school desegregation issue that's coming up in Seattle?
Well, that is certainly a bad situation all over. I just somehow or other can't see busing the youngsters from one place to the other, trying to really bring that out. Because it seems to me like youngsters in school should be near their home and where the activities are so they can go to those activities. And when it's clear across the ladder or any other city that's trying it, it's rather hard because lots of those don't have cars or ways to get youngsters back and forth for their activities.
What do you think is the best thing about the United States?
Oh, our freedom. I was a week in the Soviet Union, and you can feel the difference. Of course, for them, that freedom is the most freedom you ever had. So, to them, it is freedom. But to us here, who have had real freedom, you can just feel this feeling of non-freedom.
What do you think is the worst thing about the United States?
I think the worst thing is the way we run our country down. Instead of telling all the good things, if some little thing happens wrong, why, that's on the front page, and really hold on how bad it is and all. And some of those who do that should go places where there isn't freedom in the United States, and then they would appreciate it.
Do you think of yourself as different from most other people?
Oh, we are all individuals, and that's one thing in the United States. We can be individuals. Have our own thoughts and express them and be our individual self.
So then, you say all people are different from all other people?
Oh, yes, I think we all are different. And here we can, you know, stay short and still enjoy friendships and all. It's something really bad just because we're a little different. But it would be terrible if we were all the same.
And my mother used to say that to make horse races.
Yeah.
Do you feel that what happens in politics and the political world affects your life?
Oh, sure.
So then, do you sort of watch the political news to see?
Yes, I do. Yes, it certainly affects our lives.
What great people, living or dead, do you admire most?
Well, I admire Mamie Eisenhower. I think she has been a wonderful person all through her life. And being in the public eye so much too, but she has always been as sweet and nice and never lost her nice personality.
Do you feel that employers are necessary for running business? Could workers run businesses without employers?
I don't think so. I think there has to be a head to things. But I don't think that it would really work out. I'm not versed on that at all, but seems to me like things get into trouble, but there isn't some sort of guide them along.
Uh-huh. I think there's one other question I wanted to ask you. So have you read anything about the strikes since the day that happened?
Oh, yes, I read about them.
About the general strikes?
General strikes.
What have you read about it? I mean, in books or newspapers?
Oh, in newspapers. I follow them. We have one here right now that's this district. We have one big food store here, and the clerks are out on a strike. And there's only one, and quite a place to go to another, and they have other clerks working. I feel sorry for them. They don't know the prices and they don't know how to clean up things on the cash register, and it's really hard for them.
How about the 1919 general strike? Have you read anything about that?
Not recently, I haven't.
Yeah, have you ever read anything about
it? Well, I suppose I did at the time.
But no books or anything
no.
like that?
No, I haven't read any books about it.
That's all the questions I have.
Okay.
I do have...